for the first time since Fort Drum's expansion after 9/11, all of its three brigade combat teams are back from deployments and home at the post. After many deployments through 11 years of war, the needs for mental health services are huge. WRVO's Joanna Richards checked in on how Fort Drum and the surrounding community are responding to those needs.
Suicide rates and substance abuse remain problems throughout the military. Post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury are the distinctive injuries of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. At Fort Drum, as in the rest of the military, demand for services is outpacing their availability. Colonel Mark Thompson is commander of medical services at Fort Drum. He says the post is struggling to fill the gap.
Never has an all-volunteer force fought a 12-year war over a period of time. We continue to play catch-up because we're experiencing behavioral health care needs that we've never seen before because we have a population that has not gone through what this population has gone through before.
It's all new to the North Country, too. By design, the community provides for many of the health care needs of Fort Drum soldiers.
And so as we ramp up, they're ramping up as well. And those type of processes don't just occur overnight.
Fort Drum coordinates with the civilian health care community through a nonprofit group called the Fort Drum Regional Health Planning Organization. That group has a program to recruit and retain medical providers, including mental health specialists. But those programs take time to work as students enter the pipeline, gain education, and then go to work in the field. Meanwhile, the Army is redesigning the way it offers care. Teams of mental health care workers will be embedded with each brigade combat team. That's about 3,500 soldiers. That will put providers closer to where soldiers work and live.
With that physical proximity becomes a real integration of the behavioral health providers into the unit itself, and it makes it much easier for soldiers to go. They know the physicians there or the providers there, and they know that the providers there are part of the team, and therefore they feel much more comfortable going there.
And the post is hiring dozens more mental health care providers. Dr. Todd Benham is Fort Drum's behavioral health care chief. He says the post has about 40 mental health care workers now, and the plan is to hire 30 or 40 more. In the meantime, Fort Drum has had to call on Army mental health care providers sent from off the post.
That's really the goal, is to, you know, get us to the place where we're not having to rely on anything external necessarily or having to call for assistance.
Fort Drum is also working with local hospitals. Samaritan Medical Center in Watertown and River Hospital in Alexandria Bay are both expanding services. And a $200,000 state grant will fund a 2-year veteran peer-to-peer counseling program focused on post-traumatic stress disorder in Jefferson County. The program is envisioned as a gateway for veterans who are making their first effort to reach out for help by helping to link them up with more intensive services. But it will also help veterans by simply connecting them to others who've been through similar experiences, whether that's combat or making the transition back into the civilian world. Roger Ambrose is the director of Jefferson County Community Services.
They'll be trained to know when someone needs services at a higher level than they're providing, which is really a supportive level, not a counseling or a treatment level. And they'll know where to send them to receive those services.
The county is waiting to hear back from local organizations who may be interested in running the peer support program. Organizers say it should be up and running before the end of the year. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards at Fort Drum.